I guess Tails never fails, huh? Atlanta did good with that. Can you guys hear me okay? No. I think I measured in 6'4", 6, whatever the 6 meant, and 228. Well, it's exciting to be mentioned in that light. But for me, I just hope somebody gives me an opportunity to go in and compete and to help try and make an organization a winner. And it doesn't really matter what number pick that is, just as long as somebody gives me that chance.
Are you working out?
I'm going to run. I'm going to do my running here this week. I'm going to do my throwing up at my pro day at BC on March 18th.
Have any conversations with the Dolphins, and how'd you like to play
It'd be unbelievable. I've spoken briefly with Jeff Ireland and Tony Sperano, and gotten to know them a little bit. But for me, it'd be a lot of fun to play down in Miami. It'd be a great situation for a quarterback, and it may end up working out.
A Sells fan growing up?
Well, he was with the Giants. I always grew up an Eagles fan. And then he was with the Cowboys as well. So those were kind of the two teams I didn't really like growing up, but just as an Eagles fan. But he's done a great job. He's had success everywhere he's been. And, he's revered as one of the great people around the game of football. Well, we have a bubble up over our stadium at BC, so we've got great conditions to throw on our pro day. And for me, I want to portray to the teams that are going to be looking my skills in an accurate representation of what it would be like in a game situation. So I want to throw to the guys that I know and give the teams a chance to look at what I'm capable of doing.
And I know every quarterback wants to play immediately.
Well, there's been, a bunch of different ways of quarterbacks coming into the league and having success. Carson Palmer sat for an entire year. Peyton Manning played the first snap and played the first year. So I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do it. But in my opinion, and what I'm going to be trying to do next year is to go in and compete and try and win that starting job and make the decision as difficult as possible for the organization. But ultimately, you have to respect their decision and do what's best for the team.
Playing for a first in NFL background is playing all year. How much do you think that helps prepare you for this step at all?
I think it definitely helps prepare you to make the transition from college to the NFL. Coach Jagosinski obviously worked with Green Bay and Atlanta. And even more so than the X's and the O's, I think he gives you an idea of what to expect in terms of preparation and how you should prepare, how to break down each day of the week in terms of what you should be looking at in terms of film study. And so I really thought I did a good job of that this year with he and his staff, and I think that's something that will translate into the NFL. I have a great relationship with Coach Jags. The first time I met him was the night he was announced as the head coach at Boston College, and from the start, he was easy to get along with. I mean, he's got a great personality. He's a genuine person, and a lot of fun to be around. And in terms of a football coach, he's very knowledgeable. He definitely brought in some X's and O's and concepts in terms of the passing game as well as the running game that we used well this year. So, I have a great relationship with him, keep in touch with him, and have a great person to bounce things off of going through this process as someone who's been in the NFL.
Matt, what do you think you nailed that Brian's wrong does?
Well, Brian's a very good player. And I've watched him for a couple of years, never closely, and studied his tape, but just have seen him play on TV, and I think he's a really, really good quarterback, and he's got a lot of great qualities that quarterbacks should have. He's accurate with the football. He's got a strong arm, and he's intelligent. So, I can never say anything bad about him. I think he does a great job. And for me personally, I think I have a lot of those same qualities. I think that I'm accurate with the football. I think that I'm mobile within the pocket and can slide around and make people miss and still keep my eyes downfield and be able to distribute the ball to our wide receivers. So I think that I do a number of things well, and he does a number of things well as well.
Considering the Falcons won that toss, considering their quarterback situation, do you have a little bit of an interest in that? And now that they got the third pick and might need a quarterback, do the stars align here, you think?
Well, it's exciting for me that I think a number of teams, might be thinking about taking a quarterback this year, and Atlanta may be one of them. It's a great city. Arthur Blank has done a great job, I think, in Atlanta. I think that he's made a strong commitment to the city with everything that's gone on the past year and has done it with class, and I have a lot of respect for that organization.
Would it be kind of a, responsibility to kind of help soothe all the pain they've gone through to take over, to get that position and get them out of the mess they've been in?
I don't think one person, will be the cause of the change down there, but I certainly think that I could help. And I think that community is something that's been important to me. It was important to me while I was at Boston College. And I think, I'd be a good fit. I think that I would. And it may work out, it may not. But we'll have to see in the next couple of weeks.
Matt, Parcells is a guy who likes gamers. I mean, he likes guys who put it all on the line. Are you concerned at all that your decision not to throw here might send a different kind of message to him then?
No, I think that I'm comfortable with the decisions I've made in this process. And I'm confident that there's plenty of game tape to go and show that that I show up when the game's on the line and that I'm a competitor. So I think there will be an opportunity for them to see me throw on my pro day and possibly a private workout after that. But I've made my decision and I'm going to stick with that. Well, as a quarterback, you never want to turn the football over. And we did that a good amount this year. But when you're aggressive with the football, sometimes mistakes are going to happen. And I thought we were very aggressive as a team this year. And we ended up turning the football over. But at the same time, we scored a lot of points. And we were competitive and we won a lot of games. So ultimately, I think that wins are the most significant stat. But there's no question about it. You have to work on that, and you got to improve, and you got to become better, and you got to turn the football over less if you want to be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
Matt, what do you like to do off the field, what's the coolest thing you've ever done?
I like to play golf off the field. I've been out in Arizona for a while, and I've seen some really nice golf courses out there, so I've enjoyed that. And the coolest thing that I've ever done in my life, that's a tough question. I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little more. I've never talked to Tom. I've never spoken with Tom, but I followed him heavily while I was up at BC. I think it'd be foolish not to, because. I really feel that he does things the right way. He prepares hard, he handles himself well with the media, and he shows up and he performs on Sundays. And I tried to take notes of that during my time at BC, and I have a lot of respect for what he does. Well, I was out in Arizona. I got to work out with Matt Hasselbeck. He was out there. I should say I saw him work out. He was working out at the same facility I was. I got to talk to him a bit, and there's a BC connection there, so it was great to catch up with him and kind of, shoot the breeze and just talk about different things. Brady Quinn has been out in Arizona, and I've talked to him a good amount, gotten to know him, and he's been very helpful with this process. Just be yourself. I think that that was the common theme from those guys. Be confident in what you can do. And when it comes to the discussions with coaches, just be honest and be yourself. And that's what I've tried to be.
Matt, did the Virginia Tech game kind of define you as a player? Struggle for how many minutes, and then with 4 minutes to go, 2 minutes, whatever, you just, you know, took them down the field and scored.
It was a good win. It was a good win for our team. I think that we didn't play as well as we would have liked for most of the game. But ultimately, we did enough to get the win. And I think quarterbacks are measured by what they do in the fourth quarter and what they do when the game's on the line. And we were successful that night.
When the game's on the line, showing up with confidence, what does it take to have that ability?
You know, I'm not sure, but I know at BC we've been very successful in the fourth quarter for the past couple of years. I think we've had a bunch of games where we've kept it close, our defense has played great, and we've run the ball or we've thrown the ball and kept ourselves in the game late into the fourth quarter, and then we've had whatever it took to kind of pull it out at the end, whether it be a couple long runs or a big pass play or an interception on defense. So, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but I know that we had it a lot while we were at BC.
Three more questions.
Did you really throw 600 passes last year?
I'm not sure of the statistics, but we throw it a lot.
Where have you been working on that?
I've trained at a place called Athletes Performance out in Tempe, Arizona, and I've gotten to work with some of the best trainers, I think, that prepare people for the combine. A guy, Luke Richeson, in the weight room, who does a tremendous job, and Joe Gomes in terms of the running. So I've enjoyed my time out there and worked really hard and got to work out with some great athletes who are here this week, guys who I have a lot of respect for.
Last question.
Yeah, I graduated this past May with a degree in communication, so I've since graduated. What's that? That's okay.
So you were in school as a grad student this past year?
No, I took a couple of courses, three courses, to remain eligible.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you.